You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With the big UN climate conference now more than half over, governments are pushing to agree on money to compensate low-income, vulnerable countries dealing with climate change. This with indications the richer countries may run about 2 years late paying out on these pledges. Meanwhile, community environmental and civil rights groups are angry at not having a seat directly at the conference negotiating tables, and one environmental group says the single largest industry delegation at the Scotland conference is the one representing oil and gas companies. The BBC's Matt McGraw has more.
Around 40,000 people are attending this critical conference, with Brazil having the biggest official delegation of 479. However, this analysis by Global Witness and others finds that just over 500 people here are connected directly or indirectly to the fossil fuel industry. That's a larger group than the combined delegations of the eight countries worst hit by rising temperatures. Over 100 fossil fuel companies are represented, with 30 trade associations and membership organizations also attending. Campaigners say that the presence of all these delegates hampers progress on cutting carbon. However, many of the delegates identified as lobbyists reject the idea and say they're helping to transition companies away from fossil fuels.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.